Snake, ready! Take aim! Fire!
Fort McHenry Park Rangers Vince Vase and Tim Ertle are putting on a show to stir up interest in this weekend's celebration of the British attack on Havre de Grace in May 1813. It's the latest salvo in the celebration of the bicentennial of the War of 1812. While it's an opportunity for reenactors to dress up in period costumes and pretend to loot and plunder, organizers see it as a chance to boost local economies.
The celebration of the commemoration of the War of 1812 is going to be another opportunity for us to bring more visitors into the state.
Dominic Murray is Maryland's Economic Development Secretary. He says Celebration, the kickoff event last June that brought 18 tall ships from 14 countries to Baltimore's Inner Harbor, drew 1.5 million people and poured $166 million into the state's economy.
When these celebrations go all over the state, like they will in the next 2 years, we are going to increase greatly the amount of tourism dollars spent.
Havre de Grace City Councilman Bill Martin says they're expecting between 15,000 and 20,000 visitors for a weekend of tall ship visits, parades, concerts, and reenactments.
Well, we're anticipating if we hit the 15,000 to 20,000 visitor mark to pump in about $800 to $1 million into the local economy, $800,000 to $1 million.
John Muldoon and his wife Susan, owners of the Vandiver Inn on Union Street, are planning a War of 1812 dinner tonight with a menu of foods from that era. But it's too late for reservations.
Oh, we're sold out. We're sold out. We probably could squeeze in one or two here, but yeah, just getting...
75.
Yeah, 75, almost 80, I think, coming to dinner that night.
That's about twice as many customers as they get for wine tasting or scotch tasting dinners.
The fire will surely spread to Mrs. Pierce's house and kill her, just the same as if you had set her house on fire.
But Havre de Grace isn't the only town staging events this weekend. A troupe of community theater regulars is reenacting the legend of Kitty Knight in Georgetown on the Sassafras River. As the story goes, Kitty stood up to British Admiral George Cockburn after he had ordered most of Georgetown burned to the ground, and she sent him packing. John Carroll, director of the show, says they hope the 1812 events, combined with the annual Dogwood Festival in nearby Galena, jumpstart the usual summer season.
It's early in the season right now for us, so that's why we're hoping to get a lot of folks energized to get their boats in the water, come in here, and start spending their money in our region. Get a jump on the season.
Carroll, head of the Sassafras River Business Council, says they hope visitors will pump some $30,000 into the local economy. That may not seem like much compared to Havre de Grace's numbers, but it's a question of scale.
But when you're in a small community and small retail mom-and-pop type shops around here, that's a lot of what of our business is. It's a huge, huge economic impact here.
Yet officials throughout the state say they are looking beyond the 1812 celebration. They hope that people who come once will like what they see and come back again. I'm Joel McCord, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.